我们这个系列信息讲到要为为父起义。
This serial message will talk about to raise up for the fathers.
上周维州牧师的信息讲谈到我们需要恢复原厂的设定。
In the message through the pastor, Wei Zhong's message, it talk about the need for us to restore the original settings.
我们给 Jack 鼓励，他第一次在台上跟大家做翻译。
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you.
但他绝对不是第一次帮我翻译。
Yeah, it's my first time on this stage to translate for Pastor David, but it's not my first time to translate for him.
上一周 Gabriel 第一次分享 ，How was it? Hallelujah!
Woo! Last time it was our brother Gabriel first sharing on the stage. How was that?
他谈到神按自己的形象造男造女。
He talked about God creating man and woman in His own image.
所以男人有应该有的形象和样式。
Man has the image and the function of a man should have.
女人有应该有的形象和功能。
And woman has the image and function of a woman should have.
一男一女，一夫一妻，一生一世，这才是神给我们的原厂设定。
One man, one woman, one husband, one wife for a lifetime. This is the original setting God has given us.
在两周前的时候，我在预备周五的祷告，而神突然间让我看见一件事情。
Two weeks ago, while I'm praying for Friday prayer, God suddenly shows me something.
他在告诉我们说，很多时候当我们投票的时候，我们会觉得说我这一票不一定会让我选的人当选。
A lot of time when we talk about when we're voting, are that one vote doesn't really count.
然后我们就不想要投票了。
So we just give up on voting.
Right, Jack?
Yes.
我们不应该，神告诉我们说，我们不应该放弃投票的权利。
But God's telling me we shouldn't give up the right of voting.
因为它不只是公民的义务。
Because it's not just a civil duty,
它更是一个属灵的行动。
But it's also a spiritual action.
神在告诉我们说，我们不只是祷告和相信神的话。
God is telling us we're not just believing and praying to Him.
当我们投出的每一票都有属灵界的意义在那里。
But every voting that we cast has a spiritual meaning.
因为我们在跟这个灵界说，我们站在什么地方。
Because we're telling the spiritual world where we align with.
我们在告诉我们的下一代，我们勇敢与神对齐。
We're telling our next generation we are aligning with God.
因为神说的。
Because God has the final say.
因为神说的
Because God has a final say、wow.
这次我要跟大家分享的题目是天这么黑风这么大
The topic I want to share with you this week is The sky is so dark and the wind is so strong
有些人听得懂有些人听不懂
Some of you might understand it but most of you probably not
所以 它是什么意思
So what does that mean?
为了让00后和美国出生的孩子能够明白我们来看这个 PPT
To help those born after 2000, the children born in the United States to understand, let's watch this PPT.
这是台湾小学的国文内容，第六课，爸爸捕鱼去。
This is actually part of Taiwan's Chinese language curricular for the sixth class that went fishing.
有多少人读过这个文章有没有？
How many of you actually read this before?
原文是这么说的。
The original context says,
天这么黑，风这么大，爸爸捕鱼去，为什么还不回家？
The sky is so dark, the wind is so strong. Daddy went to fishing, why hasn't he come home yet?
整个课文在讲述每个孩子都期待爸爸回家。
It describes how every child hopes for their father to come home.
就让我想起我的小时候。
This reminds my childhood.
每次傍晚听见爸爸摩托车的滴滴，喇叭声。
Every evening we hear my father's, you know, the horn of the motorcycle.
因为我爸爸回家都会暗示他回来了，这样子。
Because every time my dad have to make a show when he come back.
我就知道我爸爸回来了，我会冲到门窗往外看，爸爸回来了。
When I realize my dad is coming home, I'll rush to the door window, just look out.
My dad is back. 不管爸爸会不会带好吃的好玩的。
Whether or not my dad will brought me something delicious or fun.
孩子期待。爸爸回家。
The children always look forward to for him to come back home.
弟兄姐妹，这也显示出父亲回归家庭的重要。
It also shows the importance of the father return to the family.
今天我们可以透过一段圣经经文来看出孩子渴望有一个父亲的家。
We can see from a passage in the Bible shows how children long for the home with the father.
所以我们要一起来看路加福音第二章41-47.
Let's take a look at Luke chapter 2, 41-47.
这边讲到耶稣在十二岁的时候就随着他的父亲母亲约瑟和玛利亚上到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
It seems when Jesus was in 12 years old, he went up to Jerusalem with his parents, which is Joseph and Mary, to observe the Passover.
然后当节期结束的时候，大家都返乡了。
After the festival was over, everyone returned to their hometown.
约瑟和玛利亚也返乡了。
And Joseph and Mary also returned with the crowd.
就在半路的时候，他们突然发现耶稣不见了。
But on halfway home, he found out Jesus was gone.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. 真正难以置信。
给加一个鼓励一下。我觉得这个父母亲太夸张了。
That's such a careless parents.
这个父母亲可能，我只是说可能，他会认为耶稣已经十二岁了，他已经过了成年礼了。
Maybe, you know, the father thought because he, Jesus already passed 12 years old, he's already finished a grow-up ceremony.
所以他要去哪里，我们就不用管他了。
So wherever he goes, it doesn't matter.
但也有可能这个父母亲真的心很大。
Or this is just a such careless parents.
你可以想象我们家一家六口。
Can you imagine all my family and six people?
我们全家开车出去的时候
，we all drive to a trip.
开到一半，我们问说：“哎，某某呢
？”We are halfway there and we're wondering where's Moses.
今天敬拜结束，我不知道会不会有人问我们家大儿子 Moses 呢
？So after today's worship, I'm wondering if anyone she noticed and asked where's my oldest son Moses.
感谢主，他昨天已经搬进他未来三年要去的大学 ORU Oral Roberts University.
Thank God, yesterday he already moved into ORU, which is Oral Roberts University, to for his next 3 years career, study.
如果你不知道的话，他在那个奥克拉荷马州。
If you don't know where the school is, it's in Oklahoma.
感谢大家的祷告和教会的支持。
Thanks for everyone's prayer and the support of the church.
在未来三年，他可以在敬拜和音乐上装备自己。
He can equip himself in worship music over the next 3 years.
在他还没有出发要去学校的时候，他就说他每次放假都要回来。
Even before he left to school, he already declared he will come back on every break.
你知道，爸爸觉得孩子长大出去就不要回来了。
You know, as a father, we always think when your children grow up, when they leave the home.They should just gone forever.
他还没去，就在计划我什么时候要回来。
But even before he actually went to this place, he already, you know, started planning to come back.
他说我要回来。
He said, I want to come back.
每次放假我都要回来。
Every break I will come back.
因为这是他属灵的家。
Because this is my spiritual home.
八月初的时候，他计划了一个敬拜赞美之夜。
In August, you know, he actually initiated a worship night for you.
出发前，他就在计划圣诞节还要再办一个敬拜聚会。
And before he leaves this time, he already started planning a new worship night for December.
我们回到经文中，耶稣不见了。
Let's go back to scripture. Jesus was missing.
耶稣怎么可以不见
？How can we miss Jesus?
哎，弟兄姐妹，有没有可能我们在聚会、敬拜、守节都非常的荣耀，非常的有神同在
？Is it possible that we have a glorious time to worship, to observe the festival with God's presence?
但就在我们结束聚会的那一刻
，But at the moment that we finish the service，
当我们回家在半路的时候
，When we are on the way home，
耶稣不见了
，Jesus is missing。
有多少人知道你来聚会是需要把耶稣带回家的
？How many of you know actually when you come to service you need to bring Jesus home？
有太多事情让我们生命的注意力不能够回到耶稣面前。
There are too many things around us made us cannot pay attention to Jesus。
明明上一秒耶稣还在，下一秒孩子一吵一闹，工作一多一忙，耶稣不见了。
So one second Jesus was right there, the next second with the fizzle of the kids, the pulling out of the work, Jesus is just gone.
告诉你旁边的家人说，不要让耶稣不见了。
Text the people, tell the people next to you, don't let Jesus disappear.
再跟你旁边人说，今天要把耶稣带回家。
Tell the other side of person says, bring Jesus home.
约瑟和玛利亚没有把耶稣带回家。
Joseph and Mary forgot to bring Jesus home.
圣经告诉我们说，他四处找，没有找到耶稣在人群当中。
So the Bible tells us they tried to find everywhere, but they couldn't find Jesus in the crowd.
所以他们只好回到耶路撒冷去找耶稣。
So they have to return to Jerusalem to look for Jesus.
多久？三天后。
How long was that? 3 days later.
你们不笑一下吗
？Is that something funny?
三天后，他们找到耶稣了。
3 days later, they finally find Jesus.
耶稣在哪里
？So where's Jesus?
路加福音第二章第四十六节。
In Luke chapter 2:46.
过了三天，就遇见耶稣在殿里，坐在教室中间，一面听。
So after 3 days, they find Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions.
这段经文告诉我们几件事情。
This passage tells us a few things.
第一， 一个有父的地方，儿子的身份会被恢复。
The first thing is in a place with the father, the identity of the son will be restored.
你知道，当耶稣走进圣殿的时候，他不是觉得自己是来过节而已，不是只是觉得自己来献祭而已，他认出这是父的家。
You know, when Jesus walked into the temple, he wasn't just there to celebrate the festival or to offer sacrifice. He recognized it as his father's home.
他找到了天父，他找到了回家的地方，他就找到了自己的身份和命定。
He found the father, he found the home, and he rediscovered his identity and destiny.
我要跟我们中间一些年轻人来分享。
I want to share with all the youth around here.
不是从小在教会长大，都有来聚会，就是基督徒。
Growing up in church and attending service doesn't automatically make someone a Christian.
当我十四岁的时候，我对自己的未来是失望的，找不到自己的方向和命定。
When I was 14, I was so disappointed about my future and I couldn't find the direction or destiny.
只有我真实的遇见那爱我的天父的时候，我才知道我自己为什么而活，我开始有了方向。
Until I truly encountered my loving father and I understood why I was living, I began to have a direction.
我们现在所在这个年轻人的世代里面。
The young people of this generation needs to know this heavenly father.
需要认识自己的身份。
Needs to know their identity.
需要从年少的时候就知道自己为什么而活。
Needs to understand why they are living when they are young.
因此复兴必须在家。
So father have to be at home.
如果父亲不在家，儿子也很容易会认这个世界为他的父。
Or else the son might easily recognize the world as his father.
转到旁边跟你旁边的家人说，父亲必须在家。
Tell the person next to you, your father has to be home.
年轻人会为这个世界的价值观、流行文化、政治正确，都能成为他们的父。
The value of the world, the pop culture, the political correctness will become their father.
我们需要父亲站出来，告诉孩子，孤单、无助、躺平不是他们的父。
We need to father to stand up and tell their children that loneliness, helpless, and lay flat are not their father.
有能力去爱，去传天国的福音，与人成为朋友，才是为父的榜样。
The ability to love, to spread the gospel of the kingdom, and to be friends with others, that is an example of the father.
我要在这一刻来 honor 我们中间所有父亲愿意带着孩子去服侍、去短宣的爸爸妈妈，给你们鼓励一下。
At this moment, I want to honor all the fathers that are willing to take their children to mission in serving. Give yourself a hand of applause.
因为你在家里面有一个位分的时候，你的儿子就会真的成为儿子。
Because when you have this位分, when you have this position in your family, sorry, what is the other one?
你的儿子就能够真正变成儿子。
Your son will be a true son.
我们再给Jack鼓励一下，因为我的翻译不好翻译，对，因为我常常跳稿讲，对。
Yeah, that's
最近有人说我胖了。
People saying I become a little bit, you know.
对，这是为什么我邀请Jack来做翻译。
That's why I invited Jack.
然后我要让他知道，在这个上面这样照着，其实真的等一下会瘦很多的。
I want to tell you, with all those lights in here, you'll be skinny soon.
在我服侍最荣耀的时刻
，You know the most glorious moment in my ministry.
不是站在台上讲道，也不是某个事工做得很好。
It's not just to standing here and preach, or I'm doing really a good job on any kind of ministry.
而是当有一天我的儿子起来，告诉我他以我为荣。
But it's the moment that my son actually stand up and said, I'm proud of you, Dad.
他觉得我的服事很伟大的那一刻。
He thinks all his ministry is really great.
我也知道我在天上的父有多伟大。
At that moment, I also realized how great is the Father in heaven.
今天早上我们来听听青少年的分享。
Today we want to let you hear some youth share.
他是怎么样从个孤单的心灵经历天父的爱和圣灵的充满。
How does she, you know, experience the love of having father from the loneliness?
如今她不再孤单，她是天父的小孩，我们以她为荣。
Now she's no longer a lonely one, but she's a child of the heavenly father. We're so proud of her. Let's give a hand of round of applause to Anne.
Hi everyone, my name is Anne.
Hello, 大家好，我的名字是 Anne.
I serve on the youth worship team, and I'm also involved in social media for our youth group.
我在青少年里面做着敬拜的服事，也在青少年中做新媒体影音的服事。
And I've always grown up in the faith, and have always come to church.
我从小就在教会里面长大。
But I never truly knew how being filled by the Holy Spirit was like.
但是我却从未真正体验过被圣灵充满的感觉。
Even though we constantly sing worship songs that talked about it.
其实我们经常唱着谈论这种经历被圣灵充满经历的敬拜歌曲。
I attended this summer camp a few weeks ago.
在这个暑假几个礼拜前我参加了一个夏令营。
And for the first time I felt the Holy Spirit touch me and I was truly in awe.
这是第一次我感受到我被圣灵触摸，我真的感觉到非常的惊讶以及难以言喻。
At the moment, I felt really overwhelmed and just waves of emotions.
在那个时候，我感觉就是情绪就是来袭击我，然后我觉得就是难以言喻的一种感动。
But it was a hand, and I felt it on my right shoulder.
我感到了一只手搭在了我的右肩膀上。
And in that moment, tears just filled my eyes and.
在那一刻我就感受到了我的眼泪涌出了我的眼睛。
I wasn't sure at that moment what it was.
那个时候我不确定那究竟是什么。
But I knew then and there that I had experienced God's presence.
但是我知道我感受到了神的同在。
I even placed my left hand on my right shoulder.
我甚至把我的左手放在我的右肩膀上。
And thinking that it was someone else or a friend who had touched my shoulder.
我在想的是不是就像是一个朋友的手放在那里。
But even as I placed my left hand there,
但是即使我把我的左手放在我的肩膀上，
I just continue feeling this weight on my right shoulder.
但是我仍然感受到这手不是我的，是他的手。
It was almost like.God was holding on so tight to me.
这时候我感觉好像神就是紧紧地抓紧了我。
And telling me that he won't let go.
然后告诉我他不会放手。
At that moment, I felt all my burdens just lifted off of my shoulders.
在那一刻我就感觉到所有的重担从我的肩膀上被卸了下来。
And Jesus really showed up that night.
那个晚上我真的觉得耶稣与我同在。
Truly, my life has changed ever since this encounter with God.
从那之后，我的生命就彻底的被改变了。
After I felt His hand, this weight on my shoulder.
之后，在我感受到他的手放在我的肩膀上之后
，I just continued to cry and, just a lot of tears came out.
我就眼泪开始充满了我的眼睛，我就开始哭泣。
Under my breath, I just continue to pray, fill me, Holy Spirit.
同时我也在继续的祷告，就是圣灵啊。
I kept asking Jesus to just be with me and to touch my heart.
我就是在祷告，就是圣灵来充满我，耶稣，你就要来触摸我的心。
And ever since then, I just have this hunger and this fire for Jesus.
Yeah, 我感觉我内心对耶稣的渴望被激起来了。
As I continued to repeat my prayers and just kept thanking Jesus,
当我在不停地重复我的祷告，并且在向他对他展表示我的感谢的时候
，A leader came up to me and started to pray for me.
有一位领袖走了过来，来为我祷告。
I felt that God had sent me an angel when she just started praying for me.
我感觉神就是送了一个天使在我的身边，当他在为我祷告的时候。
Because she came up and she also touched the shoulder that I felt his hand on.
因为他也把他的手放在了我的右肩膀上。
It was very reassuring and it felt really good.
十分的安慰我。
And she just continued to pray for me and that. The words she was speaking were the things I had been praying under my breath.
当他在祷告的时候，他大声祷告的内容，这正是我在心里祷告的这个向神祷告的内容。
And I could just talk about that feeling like forever.
就是我
I could talk about like how I felt just forever.
这种感觉我就是没有办法用我的言语来表达。
And it made me realize how, before I never truly understood the Holy Spirit.
这让我意识到我从未真正理解圣灵。
But now, I feel that He is with me all the time.
但是现在我总是觉得圣灵与我同在。
In worship, when I'm worshiping and when I'm just praying. And praying for others.
不管是我在敬拜的时候，或者在祷告的时候，或为别人祷告的时候
I just feel that He's here with me in my heart.
我觉得他就是在我的心里，并且与我同在。
And I'm just so grateful that I was able to have this encounter with God.
我真的很谢谢耶稣，让我有这样子与圣灵有这样子的相遇。
And I just really, really love Jesus.
我真的很爱耶稣。
Amen.
Thank you.
谢谢。
对呀，拍手叫他们给神。Woo! 弟兄姐妹，我们不是只是要来聚会，我们要认出这是父的家。
Dear brother and sister, we're not just here to do the service.
第二，一个有父的地方，儿子会找到归属。
This is the house of the Father. The second point I want to share is in this place with Father. What is it? Sorry.
第二点。
Oh, 一个有父的地方 In the place where the father or son will find his place of belonging.
耶稣走进圣殿，他不只是发现了自己的身份。
So when Jesus walked into the temple, he's not only discovered his identity.
他不知不觉就留下来，一待就是三天，因为这是神的家。
He actually just naturally stayed there for 3 days because that is the house of God.
我想分享的家不是房子，也不是建筑物。
I want to share with you a house is not a building.
会让耶稣留在神的家、父的家三天不想离开，是因为这边有亲密的关系。
The reason that he will stay in the father, the home of the father for 3 days, is because there's intimate relationship.
你知道年轻人最明白什么叫做关系和归属。
Teenager can best understand what is the relationship belonging means.
只要他们和彼此有关系的地方、有爱的地方，他们就有了归属。
As long as they are in a place where they have relationship and love, they will have sense of belonging.
他们不会称这个地方是教会，也不会认为自己在服事。
They won't call this place a church, nor they will think themselves as serving.
他们会说这是他们归属的家，他们乐意一起做家事，一起建立这个家。
They will say this is actually their home, a place they belong to, and they will do chores together and building this house together.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们在对的关系里面。
Because they are in the right relationship.
Amen.拍手叫他们归给神。
Let's give all the honor to the Lord.
当该隐与天父的关系是不对的时候
，When Cain was in a wrong relationship with the Heavenly Father，
在创世纪该隐的身份就开始改变了。
In Genesis, his identity started to change.
他开始恨他的环境。
He began to hate his environment.
甚至杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
Even he killed his brother Abel.
该隐不是不会做事情呢。
Cain wasn't, you know.Uncapable.
他不是没有能力耶。
It's not he don't have ability.
他不是事业不成功。
It's not he have an unsuccessful career.
他也不是没有能力可以改变环境。
Or he was incapable of changing his environment.
他种的水果和蔬菜是非常好的。
All the fruits and plants he plants really good.
那哪里出错了呢
？So what's wrong with him?
而是没有家就没有归属。
Because without home, there's no belonging.
没有归属就使人错乱。
Without belonging, it becomes confusion.
我们正处在一个青少年错乱的一个世代里面。
We're living in a generation of confusion youth.
所有的父亲必须兴起。
We need all the fathers to rise up.
给他们对的归属和关系。
To give them the right belonging and relationship.
有一天，我带着我的老三 Jamil 在教会办公室一起聊起服侍 Gen Z 的一个困难。
So one day my third son Jamil and I was in the office. We were talking about the difficulty that we're facing in shepherd the Generation Z.
我们在谈话中觉得遇到很多的困难和无力。
In discussion, we talk about a lot of difficulty and powerless situation that we're facing.
可能我们中间有些家长，你的孩子正进入到青春期，或者是他也是青少年。
Maybe some of you have a kid that's entering the puberty age, or they are actually inside there.
你也感受到我所感受的困难和无力。
So you know what I'm saying.
在谈话的最后，我跟我儿子做了一个选择。
At the end of the conversation, we made a choice.
就是用天父的爱来为 Z 世代哭泣祷告。
Is to weeping and pray for the generation Z with the love of Heavenly Father.
我们来听听 Jamil 的分享。
Let's listen to Jamil's sharing.
Hello everyone, I'm Jamil.
大家好，我是 Jamil.
I'm here to share my testimony of when God gave me a chance and inspired me to pray for our generation.
今天我要来分享一个见证，是神给我这个机会，激励我为我们这一代来祷告。
Like my dad was telling you guys that we have a talk about my own group in youth.
在一次的谈话中，我告诉我的爸爸关于我们这个时代的事。
When during the talk, we were talking how messed up our generation is.
我跟我的爸爸说，我们这个时代有多么的混乱。
And how our generation asks for everything that we need and what we want.
就是我们这个时代要求一切我们需要或想要的东西。
But essentially, we neglect the.Fact that what we truly need is more of God's love.
但本质上我们却忽略了我们真正需要的是更多神的爱。
Then God showed me the vision that our youth is going to be the next leader to lead our generation to the right path through praying.
然后这个时候神就向我显示了一个意象，那就是我们的青少年将成为通过祷告引领我们这下一代走上正确道路的下一任领袖。
But I was so frustrated.
但是我却非常沮丧。
And I don't know how to start.
因为我对于此我不知道该如何开始。
So me and my dad we just decide to just cry out to God for helping our Gen Z.
所以那个时候我们就做了一个决定，我们要开始来深深的来祷告，来向神呼求，来帮助 Z 世代。
I remember that time we were crying so hard, just like desperate for God's love, God's help.
我记得我们那个时候非常深切的在祷告，在祷告神的帮助。
We pray for depression, love relationship, friendship, and career in the future.
我们为忧郁症、两性关系、友谊、我们的职业跟我们的未来在祷告。
And then.We praying to God, pleading that we are desperate to see change for Gen Z and people giving their life to Jesus.
我们一直在祷告，我们迫切的希望就是我们能够来看到 Z 世代的改变，然后我们能够看到人把他们的生命奉献给耶稣。
And see through that turn their life upside down.
并且看到这样来彻底的翻转他们的生命。
When we were praying, I know that God gave me all this vision for a reason.
我知道神给我看到这样的意象是有原因的。
That is to bring our generation together to form a big family.
就是将我们这一代聚集起来，我们要像一个大家庭一样。
So we can help one another when we need help.
And 然后在彼此需要帮忙的时候，我们要在彼此的身边帮助他们。
While we were praying,
在我们祷告的时候
，one video that I encountered before on my IG reels.
So 我就突然想起我之前在 IG 上面 Instagram 上面看到了一个短视频。
It pop up in my mind.
这个短视频就在我的脑海里面浮现。
And I'm sure God wants me to share this video with you guys.
那我相信神会希望我与你们分享这个影片，让我们一起来看一看。
We'll be here soon, and we can have some coffee. Jesus, you're early. Ready to order yet? No, I'm afraid not. Waiting for a friend. Uh-huh, okay. He's at work now. Maybe he'll come for lunch. He'll for sure come after work. Here you are. I've been waiting all day for you. I've missed...
Jesus! Hey, yeah, work's super stressful. Speaking of, can you, you know, help with this project at work? I'm still stuck between buying a house or staying in the apartment. So if you can help with that decision, it will mean a lot to me. Oh, and by the way, the girl at church? Yeah, you know, I really like her. So if it's your will and everything, make things go smoothly.
And heal the poor, help the sick and stuff. Okay, gotta get up early for work. It was good talking to you. See you tomorrow. Our Father who art in heaven, I'll be the name of the king. Amen.
Same time tomorrow? Yep.
into that.
Yeah, this video showed me a new perspective on praying.
这个视频给我一个对祷告完全全新的看法。
And is that God always gonna sit there and wait for you, even though He know that you might not come?
那就是神总是会坐在那里等你，即使他知道你可能不会来，他还是会在那里等你。
When I was praying, I started a prayer with, "Dear Jesus, my dad and I come before you to pray at the table."
在我祷告的时候。我的祷告词是这样的：亲爱的耶稣，我和我的爸爸一起来到你的面前，我在这里向你祷告。
And when I was praying, when I was praying like this, I feel like it's not a normal prayer, but more of a family prayer.
当我这么做的时候，我觉得我的祷告不仅仅是一个普通的祷告，这是一个家庭的祷告。
It's like a family dinner.
这是一个家庭大一起的祷告。
But the main idea of this video is that God is not going to give you up.
我觉得这个视频主要的目的是在说神是不会放弃你的。
He's always going to be at the table waiting for you, even though we are like the video.
他总是会在桌子的那里等我们，就算我们就像那个桌子的另一端的人一样。
Asking for everything and then asking for the thing that we want.
我们只向他求我们所需或想要的东西。
And especially at the beginning, the waiter said to Jesus, "You are early."
就好像在这个视频刚开始的时候，这个服务生就对耶稣说：“耶稣，你今天来得很早。”
And at the end of the video, the waiter asked God, "Same time tomorrow?"
然后视频的结束，这个服务生也问这个神说：“明天也是同一个时间吗？”
This shows God's desire to tell us that no matter what happened.
我觉得这就是神所想要看到的。
God will always be at the table and wait for you to come.
无论我们发生什么，神总是会在桌子旁等着你来。
He even might come at the table early to wait for you.
他就是会在提早坐到那个位置上来等你。
And to look forward to spending amazing time with you.
并且期待与你度过最美好的时光。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
来，首先荣耀归给神。
All the honor to the Lord.
我发现让年轻人分享。
I find out every time when a youth is sharing.
我就不够时间分享。
I will run out of time to sharing.
下次让他们自己分享就好。
So next time we'll just invite them to share alone.
拍手将荣耀归给神。
Let's give all the honor to the Lord.
天父在等着你回家，他像浪子回头的父亲一样，他留在家里等着儿子回家。
The heavenly Father is waiting for you to come home, like the Father in the prodigal son. He always home and waiting for you.
你知道有位爱你的父吗？他在等你回家。
Do you know there's a loving Father who's waiting for you to come home?
他要你回家，因为这个家有你的归属就更荣耀。
He wants you to go home because this home will be more glorious because of your belongingness.
我要问我们在座的所有的父亲，作为父亲，你愿意留在家中陪伴你孩子长大吗？
I want to ask all the fathers right here, as a father, are you willing to stay at home and accommodate your children as they grow up?
身为父亲，我们可不可以一起有一个约定，就是让我们的家成为一个让值得让你自己骄傲的地方？
As all the fathers, can we just make a deal that make your home a place to be proud of?
第三点
The third point.
一个有父的地方，儿子会成熟起来。
In a place with a father, the son will grow mature.
耶稣在圣殿三中三天当中做了什么事？
What did Jesus actually do during those 3 days in the temple?
他做了当时每个成熟男人会做的事。
He did what every mature man of that time did.
不像成龙一样，这是一个笑话。对，每个成熟男人会做的事。
All the mature men will do.
一面听一面问。
Is listen and ask questions.
是的，当孩子不只是听，会起来问的时候，表示他已经成熟了。
When children stop just listening and begin to ask questions, he starts to mature.
永远不要教育出只会听不会问的孩子来。
Never raise the children who only listen but don't ask any question.
我永远都喜欢跟青少年跟孩子一起读圣经。
I always love to read Bible with the youth and with my children.
他们总是能用不一样的角度问我这个牧师答不出来的问题。
They always give me some really harsh question from different angle.
但我从来不害怕回答他们。
But I never afraid to answer their question.
我会找出答案告诉他们。
I will find the answer and let them know.
所以为父的要预备好来回复你的孩子。
So all the father, you have to be prepared to answer the questions.
一般的父亲回答是不要问那么多，做好你该做的。
You know, a lot of typical parents will respond as, don't ask so many questions. Just do what you're supposed to do.
或者是不要一直问我，你继续找答案，我很忙。
Maybe like, stop asking me questions. Go find the answer yourself, I'm busy.
或者是一个这样子回答也很好。好问题，去问你妈。
Or say, that's a good question. Go get your mother.
哎、欸、，Jack 的翻译怎么样？再次给他鼓励好不好？我们来给他上个难度好了，或者是小时候就说“婴儿郎无一无吹”。
You don't want to know.
那是台语，就是孩子有耳朵，没有嘴巴。
Oh, it's a slang in you know Taiwanese saying children only have ear but doesn't have mouth.
可是我们会不会太常把孩子就是当作孩子，没把他看作他是一个可以成熟的成人呢？
But a lot of time we only treat children as children. We didn't treat them as a mature man.
我们必须把预备好来回答他们，让孩子就能够长成他应有的样子。
We must understand that when we are prepared to answer, our children will grow into who they are meant to be.
不要害怕回答孩子问题。
Don't afraid to answer your children's questions.
性的问题、政治的问题、信仰的问题。
Whether it's about sex, political, or faith.
因为我告诉你，如果你不回答他们。
Because let me tell you, if you don't answer them,
世界会帮你回答他们。
The world will answer it for you.
感谢主，我们的天父不是不回答的父。
Thank the Lord, our Heavenly Father is not a father who doesn't answer.
他每天等待回答你的问题。
He's always waiting to discuss and answer every of your questions.
就好像刚才 Jamil 分享的。
Just like what Jamil just shared.
今天你生命中有问题，天父有所有的答案。
You have your problem in your life today, and our Heavenly Father has all the answers.
感谢主，我们的青少年从今年开始，他们对教会和 Youth Group 有了归属。
Also, I want to thank God since this year, youth.Has found their sense of belonging in our church and in their youth group.
他们开始学习组织开会，学习爱和建立这个家。
And they start to learning how to organize and holding meetings and how to love and building their family.
我要先来尊重我们的 youth leader Jack 跟 Cynthia.
I want to honor our youth leader Jack and Cynthia.
还有 Abigail, Chris Lee, Chris Lynn, 还有韦恩。
Also our Abigail, 韦恩。Chris Lee and Chris Lynn.
还有我们中间的一些的爸爸 William, Tim and PC.
And all the honored fathers like William, Tim and PC.
他们和我一起用爱来成全这些年轻人。
They all honor our youth and equip along them.
告诉他们说不用怕，我们会陪你一起来面对问题。
We are telling them not to be afraid, and we will be with them to facing all their problems together.
今年他们从暑期的 VBS,
so this year from summer VBS,
到自己组织 worship night,
to the worship night they are doing,
到今天主日崇拜服事
including today serving in Sunday services.
很多人问我说 David, Pastor David, 你怎么让年轻人可以做这么多的服事
A lot of people are going to ask me, how could you let all the youth doing all those servings?
不是我叫他们做
It's not me asking them to do it.
是他们认识这是他的家他们要做这些事情
But because they recognize this is their home, so they are willing to do it.
我只是成全他们跟我说我们要带主日的敬拜
All it does is letting them do what they want to do.
我们就让他带 ，Amen。
So we just let them。
他 他们带的怎么样
？How was the worship today？
拍手将荣耀归给神。到下周他们要去 Ensenada 盖房子短宣。
And next week they actually will go to Ensenada to do a mission trip and building houses。
他们还要用西班牙文带敬拜。
They will also lead worship at Ensenada in Spanish。
他们成熟起来是因为认识经历了天父的爱。
The reason they can be mature because they experience and recognize the love of God.
他们知道遇到问题的时候会有人陪他们去面对。
They know whenever they're facing any problems, there it will be people facing with them.
所以一个有父的地方，儿子会成熟起来。
Because in a place with a father, son can become a man.
第四，一个有父的地方，儿子能成为男人，最终也能成为父的形象。Wow.
In a place where the father or son can become a man and ultimately will take on the image
of the father. 我们所读的经文里面讲到耶稣坐在殿中，他不只是听和问。
In the scripture it says Jesus sat in the temple, not just listening, asking questions.
甚至当母亲玛利亚来问他说，你为什么让我们担心呢？
You know, his mother Mary asked him, why you make us worried?
耶稣回答说，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念。
Jesus replied, didn't you know that I must be about my father's business?
我们教会不能只停留在听说问答。
We church cannot stay at the level of hearing and asking questions.
这个世界正等待着为父的崛起。
The world is waiting for the rise of the father.
为父最大的荣耀就是当孩子说，有一天我要像爸爸一样。
The greatest glory for a father is when his children saying, one day I want to be like my father.
在我原生家庭里面，我是这样介绍我自己。
In my origin family, I usually introduce this way.
我有一个哥哥，一个爸爸和一个妈妈。
I have an older brother, a father, and a mother.
我现在的家庭有点难介绍。
My current family situation is a bit complicated.
我都会说我有四个儿子。
I would say I have four sons.
一个老婆。
One wife.
他们就会说是同一个妈妈生的吗？
And they will ask, are they all coming from the same mother?
因为不敢相信 Helen 可以生四个。
Because they usually don't believe Helen can actually give birth to four children.
我有一个哥哥，一个爸爸，一个妈妈。
I have a father, an older brother, and a mother.
我从小觉得有一首歌，哥哥爸爸真伟大，名誉照我家，是写给我的。
I always thought this song that he's saying is yours for me.
我爸爸是一个平凡的父亲。
My dad is an ordinary father.
但他将了生命献给耶稣，一生完成神给他的呼召。
But he decided his life to Jesus and fulfilled the calling of God had for him through his life.
我知道无论面对多少的委屈挫折挑战，他都决定奉献自己跑完主所呼召的。
And I know no matter how much injustice, frustration and challenge he's facing, he always dedicate himself and with the Lord's help complete the race that God has called him to run.
今年三月当我回到台湾参加爸爸的追思礼拜，
This March when I returned to Taiwan for my father's memorial service,
我也决定要像爸爸一样，
I decided I want to be like my father.
像个男人不放弃，跑完那当跑的路。
A man who doesn't give up and complete the race he's meant to run.
Amen. 拍手将荣耀归给神。
Let's give all the honor to the Lord.
十二岁的耶稣最终他成了男人。
The 12-year-old Jesus eventually grew into a man.
更男人的是，他活出父的形象。
And in doing so, he lived out the image of the father.
因为他与天父有美好的关系。
It was because he had a beautiful relationship with the Heavenly Father.
他选择活出天父的心，天父的爱。
He chose to live out the Father's heart and the love.
为世人上了十字架，救赎世人的罪。
By going to the cross of the humanity, redeem the sin of the world and fulfill the gospel and salvation.
成就了福音和救恩。
And fulfill the gospel.
A soul man.
Amen.
只为了一个目的。
For one solo purposes,
因为他知道那慈爱良善的父还在等着他所有爱的孩子回家。
Because he knew that the loving and good father was still waiting for his beloved children to come back.
最后，一个有父的地方会形成一个为父的社群。
Lastly, a man with a father will form a fatherly community.
最后，在圣殿有一群教师们陪着耶稣回答问题。
In the end, there was a group of teachers in the temple who accompanied Jesus to answer his questions.
我要征到灵粮堂所有弟兄姐妹知道一件事情。
I want all the BLCC to know one thing.
建立一个有为父恩膏的世代。
To build a generation anointed by the Father.
需要一个社群的人们齐心来建造。
It requires a community of people to work together.
在此，我要尊荣教会中所有留在家中的领袖、小组长和区长。
So now I want to honor all the leaders, small group leaders, and direct leaders who always stay home.
如果我们中间你是事工领袖、小组长和区长，请从座位上站起来。
If you are a small group leader, you are you know, Zoom leader or any ministry leader,
我们可不可以用掌声来谢谢他们？
Let's honor them with a round of applause.
谢谢你们在最为难的时候没有选择放弃。
Thank you for staying home and not giving up during the most difficult time. But instead, you're striving to align with the Heavenly Father and staying in the house to love us.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
同时，任何一个地方要继承一个为父的心。
At the same time, for any place to inherit a father's heart,
都需要先有一个不愿意计算代价、愿意留在家中的父亲和母亲。
There must first be a father willing to stay in the house and no matter what the cost is.
那就是我们的维宗牧师和方达牧师。
That is our lovely Pastor Kathy and Pastor Fonda. We're asking Pastor Kathy and Pastor Fonda to the front of the stage.
我们要借这个时刻。
We want to use this moment.
谢谢方达牧师跟维宗牧师。
To give our appreciation to Pastor Kathy and Pastor Fonda.
不论教会遇到多少的困难。
No matter how many frustration or difficulty we're facing.
你们是先认出这是神的家。
You always first recognize this is the house of the Father.
愿意对其父。
And you're willing to align with the Father.
在家中成为父亲和母亲来爱我们。
To be the parent, the father and mother to loving us in the home.
我们要谢谢你们。
We want to thank you guys. 等一下，要公平嘛，对不对？我们 youth 也想要来 honor 我们家里的大家长，我们的父亲 Pastor David。在过去这三年的时间里面，我跟 Pastor David 一起走过这条路，我看到他有遇到多少的困难，多少的不 understand。 有多少的好像代沟没有办法逾越，但是 Pastor David 依然选择继续下去。他不止在我们每个 youth 当中选择继续成为这个父亲，他更是在我们 youth leader 的生命里面选择不放弃，继续成为我们生命中的父亲。哈利路亚！ Youth group， 我们也想 honor Pastor David， 谢谢你。
拍手将荣耀归给神，阿门。如果你今天忘记所有的信息，你需要记得的是，你要记得是，这个是父的家。The
only thing you need to remember today is this is the house of the Father.
我们每一个人都能够兴起成为为父的。All
of us can be raised up with the heart of the Father.
像天父一样。Like
our Father in heaven.
能够成为医治这世代的父亲。
To become the Father that will healing this generation.